We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Pompeiani in with us all show today. It's Cook and Joe after a gigantic win. And yet, the Steelers are still in an extremely precarious position. Not slightly, extremely. And a lot of it depends on Ravens-Chargers Saturday. And if the Ravens win that game, there's an enormous amount of pressure on the Steelers to win in New Orleans. And I mean an enormous amount, because we're not just talking division here. We're talking they will fall behind, likely, a team like the Colts if they lose that game.
Playoff wild card.
Absolutely. The Colts are on fire. They crushed the Cowboys yesterday. They play at home against the Giants next weekend. That's a team that could easily go to 9-6. And there's at least one other in the AFC that could go to 9-6. So Steelers not.
Tennessee is right there, too.
They are. And they have some good wins.
I think they'll play Indianapolis, though, if I'm not mistaken. The
final game.
Yep.
Yep.
So one of those will be knocked out, and one of them could very much be the wild card team. I think it's the Steelers or bust, the division. I just don't see much chance I'm getting a wild card.
All right, gentlemen. Were the Steelers vindicated by what happened yesterday in keeping Chris Boswell this week? I don't think they were. That's my opinion. You?
I think they were, in the sense that Tomlin was going to stick with him. Now, you can argue it was financially motivated because he has a big deal and a cap hit. I'm sure that's part of the problem. But I also think they got to the point where they're saying, okay, money won't matter if it's going to cost us big money and missing playoffs, and we can't keep missing these. They legitimately brought guys in. You can argue how legitimate the actual competition was. But I think if it did anything, you know, when I first saw the kick by Boswell, 32-yarder, he almost hung his head before he finished the kick. And that's not a good sign. But for Tomlin to still go back to him, because that's a situation where you could have, I forget the down and distance, what was it? Because they had
fourth
run the ball.
What, Ron?
Fourth
six?
And six at the 30. You can't, you had to go back to him at that
right
point. It was the
if
prudent
it was
thing to
fourth and
do.
Two, that might have.
Did they make the right choice? Were they vindicated in how the week
yes,
went?
I'll say yes, and they're going to keep with him, and that's the way it is. So the answer for me is yes.
I can't say that definitively. He's got to make the 32-yarder. And the worst part about that is it wasn't even close.
No, it was
terrible.
I mean,
it was not even close. I mean, I think you need to work with him again about getting the hips through like the golfer.
All my video work doesn't
how
work.
How could they but, bring I mean, in Sweezy when you were available?
You can't miss it
Sweezy
that
was
badly.
Texting me.
I'm thinking – they got to send him out here at the end, but did I think he was going to make him? Heck no.
I like the way he kicked that. I like the confidence the coaching staff showed in him, and he did it. It was his best form kick of the year, given what he had been through, I think.
Well,
if
this
you
is
look
a guy
at,
who studies tape. Seriously,
take us through the form. No, take us through
no,
the,
I'm
the
telling
form.
You,
take
you
us
look,
through the form.
But the,
take
the
us through the form of his
through
kick.
Like a golf.
I'm
did
just
the
telling
hips
you,
come through on time?
It was a firm plant. It led to hip extension, and then – no, I'm telling you, you watch. It's easy to do. Watch videotape from last year when he was cruising along.
All right, why did he miss the first one?
It's totally head game. Totally head game at that point.
Not technique.
Not technique. But I think the second, somehow, he cleared his head, even though that's a tough way to clear your head. People were walking away from him on the sidelines at one point. And then he got the chance. And I think Tomlin's belief in him really gave him a boost of some confidence that he did not have prior to that.
Sure didn't build his confidence for the first kick.
No, it didn't. But I think
at least he made
the fact that
points,
he went back to him,
big.
that's a call. If Mike Tomlin had done that again, he would have been ridiculed quite a bit today. You knew what it was going to be, and why did you know? He believed in him. Sometimes coaches got to do that with young kids and players who
well,
are.
Well, what else was he going to do, though, Bob?
You could have gone for it.
He had to kick there.
But I said if it was fourth and two, it would have been a more intriguing call, because then I think they would have probably gone for it.
It would have been.
But I like the fact that he stood by, say, go out there and kick. Get it. We need it. And he responded. That's a big response for him, and I've seen how that can go. You know, it could springboard him into some success in the next couple of weeks and into the playoffs. Hopefully for them, it does.
For sure, it could. It could, and God bless him for making it. He seems like a decent guy, and he was great for them last season. I don't wish upon anybody what he seemed to be going through. They showed, and our Josh Rountree at 93.7 The Fan tweeted this at the time. He said, I'm watching warm-ups, and Boswell just missed a 30-yard field goal so badly that the ball went into the crowd.
Right.
And then after he missed the 32-yarder on TV, they showed the warm-up kick, and they showed Boswell slamming his helmet into the ground.
So they had that on tape, too, and you saw it. That's not a good – but despite all of that, they made that commitment. And in the end, at least for yesterday, it was vindicated.
No, it wasn't. He went 1-for-2, and he missed a 32-yarder.
I understand that, but he made the kick that they needed most at that point.
Yeah, but if he'd have made the other one, they'd have won.
Right, it would have been – absolutely. I understand that. But I think now – you know, people last night were calling us, say, well, they still got to bring in another kicker. Number one, you can't. There's not – Forbath was probably the best opportunity. He's gone. Who else is out there?
He went 2-for-2 for Jacksonville, by the way.
With a three extra point.
We'll see if – with what?
An extra point, too. So, okay. 2-for-3. But the point was –
Boswell made 2 extra points yesterday.
The point was here, you can't – at this point now, there's no other option. You believed in him.
I believe that now, yes.
You can't do anything but ride him now the rest of the way. But, we'll see what that 48-yarder does for his confidence.
And we'll see if they made the right decision. Because Forbath apparently came here and kicked well.
Yes.
And they had no intention, it would appear, of replacing Boswell. If somebody came here and kicked well, then it was all sort of, I don't know what it was.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Smoke
and mirrors. All right. You can weigh in on that, 412-928-9370. Ron, are you confident that in New Orleans and moving on that Boswell will kick well?
Not really, no. I'm not. Now, indoors in New Orleans, he better not miss down there. The weather won't be an element of it. You know, who knows what would happen against Cincinnati on, you know, New Year's Eve. But no, I can't be confident. How can you be? I think, as Bob said, maybe this will lead to better things. You know, maybe he'll be able to go, woo, I'm okay now. But we'll see. But you asked me if I'm confident. No, I am not.
Bill is in Jefferson. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I have a couple questions for you guys. Number one, it was said at the beginning of the week that Jim Herman, the old linebacker coach from the Giants, had a lot of input with the practices this week. If that's true, is there any reason why the Steelers shouldn't hire this guy for the defensive staff? That would be my first question.
Bob, you want to take that?
I have no idea what the guy did.
Well, he's a longtime friend of Mike Tomlin's, and they've coached together way long time ago in some of their college days, and they've gotten to know. It's not unusual, by the way, that Tomlin brings in coaches. For whatever reason, and you know, sometimes exchange information. I don't know how much beyond that it went, but it's not unusual for him to do stuff like this.
What's your next question?
My next question is, I'm listening to you guys on the kicker thing, and I'm not going to compare Boswell to Marc-Andre Fleury, but they were about ready to run him out of Pittsburgh at one time. He went and saw a
several
psychologist,
times.
And he got ready. He got right. So maybe the same could be done for Boswell, because I don't think they should get rid of him. Thoughts?
My thoughts are yes. Like Fleury, there was clearly this was a mental thing with him, I think. I know Bob may disagree on technique, but clearly
no,
you can tell.
Fleury was mental.
I felt horrible for Boswell sitting on that bench, and he slammed his helmet down again. And I felt great for him, Ron, when he made that kick, and Cam Hayward was the first one, or one of two anyway, to come right over to him and bang helmets. And he's a guy that said he talked to him, by the way, after the first missed kick.
Well, I think Boswell said just about everybody came up to him and said, hey, keep your head in it. We're still going to need you. But I saw him sitting on the bench by himself. And I don't want to see anybody fail like that, whether it's for – a Pittsburgh team or another team, it's hard to watch a proud athlete who's had great success struggle like that.
I want to be clear, though, Bob. I think they should have chosen Forbath based on his apparent performance here during the tryout and cut Boswell last week. That was my take.
Okay, and I would have understood it, except that I looked at Forbath's career and where he's been. Like all these guys are the same. They all have problems that they've gone through. Even Sweesum, who was brought in, had his ups and downs. How many times was he released or cut before the Steelers actually got him?
Yeah.
And then it was because of his injury that Scobie comes here, and then Boswell gets his chance while sitting on a couch. So they all know how this goes, but that doesn't ensure that Forbath is going to be 100% down the road either. He may have had a good day yesterday. We'll see what happens in the future.
I hope that this got Boswell back on track. Beckley is in Braddock Hills. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
All right. I have three quick things. I know a lot of people are waiting. First of all, I want to say
make your priority. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, they played 60 minutes yesterday. That's what's been missing the last 3 weeks. The defense played as a team, and Jalen Samuels, his vision yesterday was just unreal, the way he turned the ball up and the way he was able to read the holes and go through 19 carries, I think, for 142 yards. And if Connor comes back and plays well, we have a chance.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel a little better about the running back situation after watching Samuels yesterday, but Connor's still your starting running back. I'd like to see both of them. That's why I wanted to see Le'Veon Bell come back before Connor got hurt. But I don't know, maybe am I the only guy that's worried about Connor's injury history? Major knee injury at Pitt, knee injury that sidelined him at the end of last year, now an ankle injury in his third year. I mean, and I'm not saying he's injury prone. It's a brutal game, but he's had his share of injuries.
He has. It's not unlike Matt Murray in goal for the Penguins. You know, it's always an injury of some sort. But, you know, I think watching him come back from his injury that he had last year assured me that, you know, I mean, it's part of the game. You're going to get banged up once in a while. His foot got compromised, and so he's out. I'm not going to label him anything other than a good runner so far, and when he gets healthy, hopefully he'll be healthy. If not, you know, that's why you need depth.
Yes, I'm concerned about his injury history. I don't see how you couldn't be. I don't see how you couldn't be at this point.
What do you do about that?
Nothing. His bread and butter is running the
that's
way
what
he
I said. Runs. You just got to keep doing it.
Putting him out there and hope he stays healthy. But this was the fear all year, right? When Le'Veon wasn't here.
All right.
Bob, well, I'm worried about Bob over here.
Yeah,
he's
what's
been
going
coughing
on
his head off.
It's just a cough. I can't shake it. I've had all the – you talk about woodpecker advice.
Yeah. You know what
should have seen the advice comes back to – I've tried every – you know.
You know what this goes back to? You having that gigantic ego that you had to do all four of those high school broadcasts.
It has nothing to do with it. You have not recovered since then
because your ego demanded you be seen on TV for all four games.
You're hardly ever seen. Would you agree with that theory?
That's exactly right.
It was the assignment.
It was your ego.
I said, sure. I say sure to everything.
Yeah, somebody would say, Bob, you work 14-hour days here.
And I do. Ask my wife.
Are you finished with your sausage, Bob?
Yes. I'm ready to go into something else, however.
All right. We had a rough first quarter here. All right. Let's have a nice
second quarter. Are we talking NBA?
Little halftime
adjustment, maybe? Are we talking
NBA?
Maybe? No. Oh, come on. You know you love it.
We're going to talk more about the coaching staff. Since we've ripped them, let's praise them. How about that? And we got the lines
lit.
I want to go around.
Take one of your trips.
Oh, we're taking that at noon.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the NFL yesterday.
We're taking that at noon. 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.